This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
He had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Yeah! Grotes is in the building because he's been in the building at Halas Hall. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Grotes, what do we need to know?
I'm always in the building, Lawrence. That's the first thing you need to know, and I think that you guys know that. And gentlemen, the Bears had their first real practice of the week. Two key players did not participate. Kyler Gordon, still dealing with the hamstring, did not practice. And Grady Jarrett did not practice. He has been dealing with a knee injury. Better news on the injury front. TJ Edwards, Josh Blackwell, Roschon Johnson, Jahadae Walker, all were out there today. None going full force. They are down officially right now as we do this hit on a Thursday as limited. So we shall see more tomorrow when we get the decisive injury report out here at Halas Hall before that Sunday game at Detroit. Full go today. This is good news. We're DJ Moore and this guy right here, Jalen Johnson.
How much better do you feel right now compared to last, I think it was Tuesday, when we spoke to you for the first time?
A lot better. I feel pretty good just getting that extra week of reps, that extra week of conditioning, going through things. Really just getting up to speed in the playbook, being able to do walkthroughs, things like that, is really beneficial for me. So all those reps are important.
You said it wouldn't be a thing that you wouldn't be able to play when we were talking to you last week. If you had to play today, what would you say?
I'll be good.
Good to go.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Jalen Johnson said that the calf designation was because he was pushing to come back from the groin a little too hard. By the way, Jalen Johnson will be on this show the day after Bears games at 5 o'clock, starting this Monday with Spiegel and Holmes.
You always worry, though, about the kinetic chain. A guy gets one injury, and then it's like, oh, well, yeah, now this hurts. Oh, now this hurts. Are these all the same thing? No, but kind of. It's a weird place to be.
It is, Lawrence. He did say that he knows his body well enough to kind of, like, at this point, to keep that from occurring going forward. And one other little tidbit, too, from Jalen Johnson, he did reveal to us that he said he was never going to play last week. So all that we heard starting on last week, Tuesday, as I suggested to Jalen Johnson, that was all gamesmanship. Jalen, though, was pretty honest about it. I mean, when Jalen Johnson is sitting there indicating that he doesn't know if he's going to play, knowing how competitive he is, that was a little bit surprising. But things are looking very much green light for Jalen Johnson. But again, we'll wait one more day on that. Here's the other one, too, that we were all wondering about because we did not get a chance to speak with DJ Moore after the game the other day. He was kind of screened by some of the PR people because he was getting some treatment, didn't know exactly what the injury was. It was in the fourth quarter. Remember when Caleb Williams took the late hit? He got knocked down. DJ Moore got knocked down. He's on the report, full go, as I said, but it was abdomen and groin. He took that shot, and we did have to ask DJ Moore what the heck was going on there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What did it feel like? I mean, I felt like I got hit by a car. But, I mean, in the moment, I mean, I couldn't really breathe, so I had to just stay. I kind of got up, but I couldn't really get up, and I went back down and couldn't breathe. Got hit in my side. I'm cool now, though.
So like a collapsed lung, or like just?
I can't give you those details.
How did you go back into the next play?
How did I? I mean, I love the game. I mean, if I'm not like really bleeding or anything, I'm going to go back out there.
But then we see you with the head trainer, Andre Tucker, just kind of walking fast to the tent. Did he just come and insist upon you doing that?
No, they called from upstairs and said we had to do that. So that was that.
Ah, mandatory.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm glad that they do that.
Me too.
I don't think that they do it enough, honestly, in the game, because there's some of the hits you're just like, ooh, that was really violent. Someone should probably get checked out. But I'm glad that DJ got checked out and he checked out okay. And now, days away from the incident, he's okay. Because we've seen that happen too, where a guy gets hit and you go, ooh, that looked like might be some head trauma. Nope, he's fine. And then 2 days later, he's in a dark room because he's having symptoms. So I'm glad that all of this has worked out where DJ feels good enough to practice and get himself out on the field on Sunday.
Good stuff here from Mark Grody, who's got players from the locker room. Keep rolling, Groats. This is good.
Absolutely, guys. You know, the running game, obviously a big concern in that Monday night game. And, you know, Ben Johnson was very clear that they need to run the football more. And that thought was taken to DeAndre Swift. He was asked if it pleased him that Ben Johnson said they needed to run the ball more.
For sure. I just feel like we need to play cleaner ball offensively to get more calls in general. You know what I mean? We can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot with pre-snap stuff. We can't expect to win like that.
What's your assessment of maybe what wasn't working with the run game early?
Hats off to them. They did a good job up front doing different things. Flores did a good job up front. That's what I would say. Especially first half, it was kind of muddy up front. Tried to take what they was giving us, which really wasn't much. You know what I mean? Them type of games, you got to play clean. You know what I mean?
Man, I do respect to DeAndre, but I've had enough people, including Olin Krutz last hour, tell me that DeAndre is not making that first cut to get the most out of a run right from the get-go.
I just enjoy that inside the doc, it says DeAndre Swift on Ben saying they'll run more.
That'd be DJ Moore?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, we got an exclusive here, huh? Oh, all right. All right, but that is not the case. Although they did run DJ Moore quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder about the running back position overall with the Bears, Groats.
Because that's the thing. Like, Olin says if you're running DJ Moore, that means you don't like your second running back. That's what he thought.
Yeah, and look, I mean, DJ, that was we knew that that was coming. He only had, he ended up only having 3 runs for 8 yards, as I'm looking at here, with a long of 5. But he did participate in it. Part of the reason for that, and really quick, just before we get to more on the running game, it was interesting with Swift that he did talk about that he name-checked Flores and said that the defensive line was playing well. It just makes me, you know, then you have to adjust as an offense. And clearly, he was saying they were stuck against that defense. And I also appreciated, like, I couldn't play all of what Swift said, but 3 or 4 times throughout our talk with Swift today, he talked about those pre-snap penalties. It's about as frustrated as I've heard DeAndre Swift, and almost as commanding as I've heard him, just because he's very soft-spoken, about as professional as it gets in that locker room, doesn't always like speaking, but he was front and center today. So that was about, and I know people can't really tell, but I can, just from having been around him so much, that's about as frustrated as I've heard him, or as outspoken, I suppose, as I've heard him in a long time. So he clearly wants that stuff cleaned up. The surprising part to a lot of us was, and I think that you guys have talked about it, is that Kyle Manungai got into the game but did not take one single handoff. I had a good talk with Kyle Manungai about that.
Were you surprised that you didn't get any carries in the game?
I think I went into the game not expecting any role in particular. And when I say any role, I mean, like, I didn't have an expectation of I'm going to get this beforehand or anything. You know, coming off an injury, just kind of getting back into the swing of things, I was just coming into the game like, I'm going to help the team win however, you know, way I can. And however many times I'm on the field, I'm going to try and do the best of what I can. So, obviously, as a running back, we love to get the ball. But, like I said, I didn't come in with any expectation of a amount of carries or anything, and I was just trying to help the team win anyway.
How do you feel right now in terms of the way your blocking abilities are developing or have developed?
Mm-hmm. I think, like anything in every part of my game, I got some work to do. You know, I'm always trying to improve and be better. I think blocking specifically, I think there's obviously places I can improve on, because it's something I do take pride in. So it's not putting bad film out there. It's like something I take personally. So, yeah, like, this is the best of the best, and I got to be able to block the best.
You've been going back to your college days. Is that a trust that you have to earn with the coach and maybe even the quarterback when it comes to blocking?
Yeah. I think both. You hit it on the nail. Like, quarterback and the coaching staff, they got to trust you to be able to put you in positions to do that. And then the quarterback has to trust that you're going to block that guy that's screaming free, trying to take his head off. So the quarterback trusts you. He can be more comfortable on his drive, get the ball out, deliver it where it needs to go. And like I said, the staff trusts you to do it. Then you'll be in more situations to you know, seize that opportunity.
You know, it's interesting because he didn't run at all. And Ben said, I got to call more runs. And the lack of development in the running game is one of the most frustrating things to come out of there. But Lawrence, you guessed at it, and he kind of hints at it there. Can he be trusted enough to be in the game enough to be advantageously used? It's hard to guess.
And it's a hard thing for a young player to develop when the games are real. Like they can't take the risk of having Caleb be back there, and if something were to happen to Caleb because of a bad Kyle Manungai block, like, it's, they have to think about that as what it is that they're doing.
And if Caleb's a little bit jumpy or leaves a little early sometimes, which we know can be an issue, you don't want the running back fears to be part of that.
Nope, because he's already got enough.
Yep, and the good news, guys, is, as I said, you know, Roschon Johnson back practicing, so it doesn't mean that, you know, he was only limited today. And I think trust is such an important word, not just for the topic of Kyle Manungai blocking, but trusting in these new players, trusting in Luther Burden, trusting in Colston Loveland. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of feeling out right now for Ben Johnson in terms of getting to know the players. He even talked about Caleb Williams after the game. He says he's still getting to know the player and what he is capable of and what he has to add to the plate or take away from the plate. So that's part of it. I think trust is a really important word for a lot of these guys, and Kyle Manungai included.
A lot went wrong on special teams, Groats.
Mark. I mean, Lawrence's frustration with, what'd you call him, Chuckle Hut?
Yeah,
he wants to hear from Chuckle Hut.
Always got something to say when things are good, and then when things go bad, I'm going to hide behind the coach. How's everybody doing? Not real good, Richard, because your unit last week kind of cost the team the game. And then there was stuff that you probably should have known that you didn't know because you're the holdover on the staff. But I'll allow him to tell the story, Groats.
Well, there was no Chuckle Hutton today, Lawrence, as Richard Hightower, he starts with Cairo Santos's missed kick and some of the other errors.
Yeah, I mean, we never want to leave points on the board. My diagnosis is always starts with the operation, that snap, hold, and kick. That wasn't clean. Protection was good. That wasn't clean, and we didn't get it done. Which and part? We need to get that done.
Which part wasn't clean?
It's just the whole operation. Yeah, whole operation wasn't clean enough for us.
When you're deciding whether to put it through the back of the end zone or kick it out of bounds, what are the factors that you weigh?
Yeah, I think Coach already addressed that. I mean, I'm just going to reiterate what he said because it's the truth. We wanted the ball to go out the back of the end zone, and that didn't happen.
He also said that, in retrospect, he should have had the ball kicked out of bounds.
Correct, yeah.
What's the discussion like when you guys are
– Yeah, when we think we have a discussion, it's communication between coaches and players, and we communicate. We thought that we could kick it out the back. The player thought he could kick it out the back.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, then we go to the next option.
Yeah, you know, Cairo Santos is a twice-extended captain on this team. But, Mark, it's his coach's job to know when
Where's your precious tape?
When he's overconfident. When he's overconfident. Like a real good starting pitcher that a manager has to go and take out. You know, you got to know what a guy can actually do.
That kick wasn't at the back end of the end zone either.
No, it was not.
It wasn't a guy tiptoeing on the back line to catch it and then make the decision.
Yeah. And I guess the only, credit or excuse I would give Richard Hightower is that you do want to have faith in your players, especially in the first game of the year. But they did learn a lesson in this case. And I did think it was interesting, too. I didn't have time to put all of it on the tape here. But, you know, Richard Hightower was asked, too, about some of the big return yardage that went down in that game as well, Lawrence. And he said everybody was bad. And he said it was a tale of two halves, that every offense was bad, defense was bad, and special teams was no exception. So a rough day for a rough game and day for Richard Hightower and special teams for the Bears.
All right. I look forward to his stand-up routine. If things go well this week against Detroit.
Two drink minimums on Thursday.
You know I'll bring it to you.
I know you will. I know. He loves it. What else do we need to know from people that spoke at Hallis Hall today?
Oh, this one's for you, Matt Spiegel. Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, was speaking today. And I know you guys talked. I caught a little bit of you guys earlier. And you were talking about the miscommunication between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore on that deep shot to the left side. And Spiegs, I think you were asking about the autonomy that a receiver might have to improvise in an offense run by Ben Johnson, to a lesser degree, Declan Doyle. I thought Declan Doyle did a pretty good job of answering this question just for you, Matt.
Was that a designed run, or did he just adjust off the coverage?
That wasn't designed.
Was not designed.
It was not designed. We were, he's running an out cut. He felt himself in space, and sometimes guys, are football players, and they feel that, and they're putting their hand up. And so obviously, people look at it, and they say, hey, they're not on the same page, and we weren't in that case. But that's something that we've looked at, and that's getting corrected, and obviously we'll be better for that moving forward.
What is the correction there for you guys?
Really, you would love to run if the quarterback is in his rhythm, he's expecting you to be in a certain place. And so we're saying, hey, that's where we got to go. If you end up, hey, I'm wide open early in the route, you can, fire that hand up and tell him, early in his drop that, hey, I'm running into space here. But that's one of those things. We just got to get those two guys on the same page. And really, the correction is across the board for the whole offense. It's good for everybody to kind of see that and how we want to handle that in the future.
So he's allowed to do it. So they're cool with DJ if he sees space throwing the arm up in the air. So, Lawrence, it's back to your lack of patience for Caleb in this regard. You've been patient overall, but in this regard, wide receiver throws his hand up.
Throw the ball to the guy.
Like directly.
Yeah. Yeah. Just throw it to him.
throw it to the guy.
To the guy.
And Caleb admitted, didn't he, last night, that it's on him to make that adjustment and make the better throw.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did. And he took a lot of responsibility for stuff that was going on. I got two more cuts for you guys. Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator, who was tired and exhausted of talking about last week, but this is the only day that we get a crack to talk to him.
Same week, Dennis.
I know, and it's a turn the page Thursday on the Spiegel and Holmes show. I understand all that. Sorry about this, Dennis, but we got to ask you these questions. Here's what he did say about not finishing strong and how that could affect the game going forward against Detroit.
What do you pinpoint in terms of helping that to not happen?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I think sometimes we try to make this game a lot more complicated than it really is. You know, when momentum starts to swing in the opposite direction, rather than trying to do more, narrow your focus and just focus on the basic fundamentals of playing football. Get your eyes in the right spot. Do your job and do the things that you're supposed to do. And don't try to do too much.
Interesting, because momentum surely swung, and you want your guys to make a play. But he says the way to do that is to do your job.
That's right.
It's fair.
Tibbs style. Mm. Yep.
Well, if you want to talk earlier in the week, you're welcome to, Dennis.
Yeah. Did you guys get? No, was he available after the game Monday night?
Nope.
No. We'll see. That's the thing. Yeah. So
right. He'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. Like, because here's the thing, real quick. We don't like doing that either. We don't like it when it's Thursday, we're 3 days away from a game, talking about last week's games. We hate it as well, but we have to do that. That's just the way it rolls.
Right. That's how the schedule works.
That's how the schedule works. So that the only time we get a chance to ask about what had happened in the previous game, that is when we can do that.
How about the? Can we talk? Undertaker clotheslines by Daniel Hardy now?
Oh, wow. It was funny because obviously there's
the
so
clothesline
much
clothesline from hell.
Hell yeah. We it's so much to get to in the locker room, but I saw Daniel Hardy sitting by his locker and I'm like, "Oh, I got to talk to Daniel Hardy about that hit," because everybody went, "Oh," in the press box when he made that hit on the rookie kick returner. So I had a nice little chat with Mr. Hardy.
Oh, it's amazing. AD likes to talk about, DA, apologies.
ADDACDBB.
Coach DA talks about, special teams being the first snap of defense. So just being able to go out there and set the tone for that drive and especially after a, score on offense and being able to continue the momentum is a huge thing. And, it's just my way of being able to contribute to the team. The family group chat was going crazy. Lots of friends hit me up. Everybody sending clips in the group chat. So it's nice, but, it would have felt even better if we got the win. I mean, I take pride in any job they give me. You know what I mean? It wouldn't matter if it was starting defensive end or starting water boy. I'd take pride in everything I do. So I try and take ownership of that role and be the best possible special teams player I can be.
And why is everything initialized in this day and age? I'm Mark Grody, MG. You're Daniel Hardy, DH. Why do we do that?
I couldn't tell you. Less syllables, more.
Lack of creativity.
just efficiency. That's it. Streamlined.
That is a football smile at 4:22 on a Thursday I'm feeling. It's nice. The family group chat lighten up for Daniel Hardy and the burgeoning friendship between Mark Grody and Daniel Hardy.
I think you found your new Tevin.
Maybe. That's very possible. I thought we all needed a smile.
Yeah, we did.
It's been very serious.
Oh,
you know?
It's lovely. Lovely.
Nuggets and tidbits.
I was having a little chit-chat with Roma Dunze because he had mentioned he's excited about going up against Terrion Arnold of Detroit, a cornerback, because he was in the same draft class. So I was asking him about the other guys in his draft class, and he says, "Oh, yeah, man, we all talk." And he said, but he says he's always tracking the wide receivers that were drafted ahead of him. And I was just looking through the statistics, and both Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison both had last week 5 catches for 71 yards exactly. Roma Dunze, 6 for 37, so he's got a little bit of catching up to do. We've been talking so much about the Bears' lack of a running game. It's weird to see that the Lions had just 46 yards on 22 carries against Green Bay. I know they got behind, so there are reasons for that. And boy, could the Bears use some steadiness, some getting right on the road. The Bears' overall road record, guys, since the year 2022, that was the year of Justin Fields, is 4-21, which is tied with Carolina for the fewest road wins in that span. And that is all I have for today. I'm going to record TTN right now as we're doing the initials here. You got that, LH and MS?
Yes,
you
we do.
You guys all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We feel you, MG.
You know what? KMA.
Yeah. It's the only acronym that matters.
Uh-huh. That is correct. KMA.
And hits.
Hey, what's KMA? It's exactly what you think. Yep.
Groats, have fun tomorrow.
I will. I'll be there.
Yeah,
I'll be
we
in
know.
Studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Raheem.
Oh yeah, you guys
Harris,
won't be there. That's
Brody.
Why you're saying have fun. Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's a Cubs game in between us. We won't get to see your handsome face.
Right. Yeah. Aw, thanks, Lawrence. You guys are the best. Talk to you later.
See you, Marcus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.